Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He is risen. Okay, my sermon's done. I'll leave. You know, but seriously, isn't that the important thing today? Is that? You know, we can put all this other stuff into things. But I was thinking, so what am I going to do today? Well, 2 years ago, I really preached on Mary and Rabboni and things like that. But I'm going to preach more today on the epistle lesson about the story of Gamaliel. By the way, I added that today just for that. That's not the normal Easter reading for the epistle. But I think it works with what we had in our gospel today. All right. First of all, I want to do something and point out something in the gospel lesson that you may not know. You know, we talked about the claws were laying on the stone, correct? But then we talked about verse 7. And the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. All right, why would the Bible stress, why would Matthew's or John stress that? Because he is coming back. But why? What tells us that? In Jewish tradition, okay, in the customs of the time, if you're at a banquet, okay, and you have to, let's say, go relieve yourself, go to the bathroom or something, you take your napkin and you fold it up very nicely and put it right in the middle of where you are, which means you are coming back. But the thing is, we can read that today, but since we don't know the mores and customs of that time, we don't understand what that means in the Bible, correct? So, Jesus is telling us that he is coming back. Well, he's already back, right? When's he coming back again? When it's time. You know, and that's the thing. There are so many things in the Bible that discuss this kind of stuff that we just don't see. But it's important to know that he is coming back, just as much as he is resurrected. Now, think about the story of Mary Magdalene. Did she believe he was coming back? No. She's standing outside the tomb crying. Right? Is that somebody who believes he's here? No. And that's the thing is, none of the apostles believed he was coming back. They traveled with him for 3 years. They studied with him. They did everything he wanted them to do, and yet they still didn't get it. You know, it makes me sort of feel good because we're just the same kind of people they are. You know, there's many times we don't get it either. Oh, yeah. Just like Jerry said that time when I apologized for repeating something that I've said many times. And she said, don't feel bad about repeating it because we forget it. And she's right. You know, it's not like you're being theologians and really delving into something to write a paper on it or something. For the most part, you hear me talk or another pastor talk, and that gives you all your information. Well, but the thing is, how long do you maintain it? How long does it set in with you? Make sense? All right. So we're going to look at what happened when Jesus came back. Well, after the ascension, which we're going to talk about, and what's where this reading came from, Jesus went up to heaven. Now, did the apostles quit at that time? No. What happens right after the ascension? Day of Pentecost. Okay, 50 days afterwards. So they're out preaching up a storm. Well, they were forbidden to preach by the Sanhedrin. So Caiaphas, who's the head of the temple, has them arrested and brought into the Sanhedrin. he suggests or tells them that they need to execute all the apostles. Boy, that would have ended the Christian church right there, wouldn't it? Gamaliel, who was Paul's teacher, he ran the rabbinical school, the teaching school in Jerusalem, stood up. Brilliant man, great teacher. I mean, he's mentioned in the Bible, and we still know who he is today, right? Means he's an important person. So Gamaliel stands up and said, look, leave them alone. If it's of man, no matter what they do, it's going to die away. If it's from God, there's nothing that we can do to stop it. Isn't that what started when Jesus came back and was risen from the dead? There's nothing that can be done to stop it. I don't know, too bad. It's 2,970. Sorry. 24. 2,994 years later. 1,990. There, I got it. 1,994. And guess who we're still talking about? Jesus. So is it of God or is it of man? Of God. So, when all the apostles, and we're going to talk about doubting Thomas next week. When we look at what happened with the apostles, they're like us. They're normal people. Jesus said, they're going to put me to death and I'm coming back in 3 days. Okay? Well, what does that mean? Well, he's dead. He's not going to come walking back with us, is he? He is, isn't he? Do you know who the two angels are that are in the tomb? Remember from the book of Revelation, the two witnesses? These are the two witnesses. And it's their first time here. Now stop and think about that. What does that do to the Bible? Well, we have Jesus coming back now, and then on the second coming, we have him coming back again. Who are the two people that are there to witness? The two angels. Do you see how God connects things? You know, there's nothing new there. This story is one of the most wonderful things there is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I don't know how many people have told me, though, that couldn't have happened. Why not? Do you know that when back in the Old West, when somebody was pronounced dead, they buried them, didn't they? You know how they buried them? They would put a bell next to the grave with a string going down to the grave. So if they weren't really dead and they wake up in there, they can ring the bell and somebody can come dig them up. How many of you knew that? Never heard of that? Stop and think, waking up in a, oh my goodness, I'm in a coffin. Ringing, 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 ringing. I think he'd be like the Good Humor Man, you know, this kind of thing. But when we start and look at that, we know that there are times that people are raised. Look at Lazarus. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, right? The apostles raised people from the dead. Can it happen? Yes. Can God raise Jesus from the dead? Yes. But how does Jesus change the way he's viewed when that happens? What does he call himself before this time? The Son of Man. What does he call himself after the resurrection? The Son of God. You know, we know that Jesus, there's a thing in the Book of Concord, which is a book of theology, that talks about how do you talk about the Trinity? And one of the worst things you can do is say something like, I got this board, the Father, I got this board, the Son. Got another board over here for the Holy Ghost. I'm going to put glue on them, stick them all together. Is that the Trinity? What's wrong with that illusion? They're individuals, okay? Where do they become one? They don't, okay? That's why, as whenever I try to talk about the Trinity, I do this. Got that in the military. It's above my pay grade. My first sergeant used to do that all the time. You know, so when we look at this kind of thing, it's three in one. Why is it three in one? Is the word Trinity in the Bible? No. So why is it? Well, when we have the Great Commission, go ye therefore and baptize all nations, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, in English, okay, the Trinity is right there, but you got to go back to Greek for it. Name, onoma. Okay, Greek vowels, names, and things like that can have 17 different endings. You can be extremely precise in that language where we can in English. All right, would somebody tell me, is name singular or plural? Is name male or female? You can't, can you? But in Greek, onoma is singular male. So stop and think about that. Name, singular male, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One in three. You see where the Trinity comes from? Right there in the Bible. But when we translate it into English, the language is different enough, we don't see it. So today, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who not only is the Son of God, but is God Himself and is also the Holy Spirit, who came down and lived with us, told jokes, drank wine, ate, had a good time, and died for us for the forgiveness of our sins and paid the price right there so that he could be raised again from the dead as a man and raised as part of our triune God. May this thought help keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.